Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechachma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. As we've mentioned, Torah Anytime this past week had their annual campaign. And I appreciate very much everyone who sent in donations on my page. Many of you I know, many of you I don't know. And it's always heartwarming to see people that I don't know, messages. A little message, we enjoy your shiurim, so on and so forth. Today I got one of Hasidish Yid, I think from Borough Park, who enjoys your shiurim. So Baruch Hashem, it's really heartwarming, as Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, I think, during COVID once said, and Ashir, I could see you, but you can't see me. So, you all see me, but I really don't know many of you who you are, but I have a deep connection with you. Through our Torah, through our Shurim, and it's very much appreciated, especially when you reach out, or especially when you're able to give and write a note. It's very meaningful to me, besides, of course, for what the funds for Torah Anytime. They're still continuing, my page, Baruch Hashem, still getting some donations. I'm almost there at my $5,000 mark. The Alechi Chatkil asked for $10,000, but we went down to $5,000, and I'm in the 4,800s. So please, if you haven't given yet to Torah Anytime, please make a donation. Parshas Bechukos Tovshim Pei Dalid. I want to be makdish this year, Lili Nishmas HaKadoshim. For those of you who have not yet picked up my Sefer 33 Days Towards Shavuos, where we delve into the historical concepts of the Avelus of Svira, and now towards the end of Iyar, beginning of Sivan, is when the Avelos of Tatnu, of the Crusades of 1096, intensify. Tomorrow, Chav Gimel, Iyar, is the day that the first time the city of Worms was attacked by the Crusades, and they gave up their lives, Al Kiddush Hashem, as we say in the Kina, on Tisha B'Av uve'esrim u'shloisha b'chidesh ziv l'tahara, and again, it'll be a second time, Pamayim. They did it twice, Bachidish Hashlishi, Bekriyas Halal L'Shoira, which will be next Friday, on the first of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, was the second time that they were attacked, and over 800 people in Worms were murdered on that day. It should be Lili Nishmasam, Hashem Yikoyim Domam. When you say Avarachamim de Shabbos, have in mind, you're in between those 2 days of Worms. That's what Avarachamim was established for. Kemivur ba'arichus in my sefer. Parshas Bechukosai Tovshim Pei Dalid. We are going to learn a Meshechachma, and we're going to follow some of his instructions as well. Perich of Zayin Pasuk Lamed Aleph, towards the end of the parsha. The parsha is talking about over there. Ma'aser Sheni v'chol ma'aser haaretz mizaharetz mipiraretz Hashem hu kodesh la'Hashem. Rashi says v'ma'aser Sheni akasa medaber. Says Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vim Go'el Yigal Ish Mimasrei, if one person is going to redeem his Miser, Sheini, unto money, Chamishi Soyoy Seif Alav, he has to add on a fifth, a fifth unto the value. Rashi says, it's only if you are paid your own Miser, not someone else's Miser. Says Rameir Simcha as follows, Rambam v'Rabbeinu Tam. This is a little out of order. Mefarshim b'kiddushim, she'isha she'poyde ma'aser sheni she'lo eina ma'asefes chaimish. Let us take a look at a Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Dalid Amar Aleph. Zok the Gemara. Top of the page, the Sanya, ein isha poyde ma'aser sheni b'loy chaimish. So Tosefta ma'aser sheni. And to me, Yerushalmi Bez Hashem this week is starting Ma'aser Sheni, so it's in Yonah D'Yoyma. A woman is not paid to Ma'aser Sheni without giving a chaimish. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Oymer Mishum Rameir, Isha paid to Ma'aser Sheni b'loy chaimish. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rameir that when a lady is paid to Ma'aser Sheni, she does not have to add a chaimish. Hey Chidami, says the Gemara. What is the case? Ilema Bezuzi Debal, if we're talking about she's being paid to with her husband's money, umayser debal, and the maiser is also her husband's. She's shlichusa debal kaavda. What does the lady have to do with it? She's just the shliach of the baal. It's his money. It's his peris. So of course, the fact that the lady's the shliach should not make it that she shouldn't have to give a chaimish. Says the Gemara, we're talking about her own money, says Rashi, which money is hers? Nichse Melug. She has money of Nichse Melug. Umayser Didei, and the Maiser Sheini is her husband's from his fields. So she's using her Maiser to be paid to his, I'm sorry, her money to be paid to his Maiser fruits. So the Gemara, Isha Amrachmana, Velo Isha. The Torah says over here, Ish mi maisroi amarachmana, v'lo isha mi maisr baila, de isha ke acher damyo, says Rashi. It says like we just said in Rash, in the pasuk before, when we read the pasuk, we said, v'im go yigal ish mi maisroi, Rashi says, v'lo mi maisr chaveroi, that when you're paid the maisr chaveroi, you're not maisif a chaymesh. So the Gemara says, the lady's using her own money. So she is not the owner of the fruit. So she's like an acher. So who cares about the fact that... Who cares about the fact that she's a woman? It's someone else's meiser. The Torah already said, someone else's meiser. She's ka'acher dami. Elolav ki hagavna. So the Gemara says the case is a different case. That someone said, "Da akni lo acher mana." Someone gave her a mana, some money. V'amelo, and he said, "Amenasha tifti bayis amaiser." That he wanted to give it to her, amenas, that she uses it only to be paid to the maiser. And v'ipcha shamin elohu. And we see the exact opposite. Says the Gemara, that says Rashi, "Shetia ki ish acher liftos b'loy chaimish." The person's giving it to her, amenas, that it should not become hers. When she uses the money, she should be as if she's a different person being paid to her fruits. So Rabbanan Savri, ki amr la kni kanalei baila, v'chi amr la amenas lav klumu, hilkach zuzi unami debao shluchu sovdoi, v'rameir sovid zagufu leyakni alohi shadiyagi shakher. Fine, machlekes Rabbanan Rameir, if that works or not. That part of the Gemara is not our negea to us. Zok Taisus, and this is the part where the Meshech Chachma said Rabbeinu Tam. Zok Taisus, he brings Rashi, the Kasha of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says here that if she's using her money and his Meiser, Isha Marachmana V'loi Isha. Rashi explained that that means to say she is like another person. Hapoy de Meiser Shein Isha Chaveiroi doesn't add a Chaimish. Frank Taisus, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara didn't mention anything about another person. The Gemara said, Ish v'loi Isha. What does a woman have to do with this? Because Rabbeinu Tam, if the punchline of the Gemara, like Rashi, is that if she's using her own money for her husband's Meiser Sheini, we consider her as if she's a different person doing for another person. So what is it? Why does the Gemara say Ish and Isha? Like what Shaychis? She just happens to be another person. Like we said from Rashi and Chumash. Ish mi maisrai, v'loi mi maisr chaveirai. Don't do with man and woman. Elahav alei lemeimer, mi maisrai amrachmana v'loi mi maisr chaveirai. Azoi frek taisvis. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tami changes the girsa. We're talking about when the Gemara's second side is bezuzi di da, u'maisr di da. Excuse me. We're talking about her money and her miser. V'hachi perushoi. And the Gemara says, Ish amar achmona te moisiv chaymelsh al maisroi v'loi isha. The Gemara is telling us that when the Torah says an ish, a man, adds a chaymish, only a man and not a woman, even if she is the owner of the miser sheini. Afilu bizuzi dida u'maiser dida. V'afilu hi amona u'grusha. And even if she is an amana, or she is a grusha, ay grusha, ain't no meisef es chaimish. So Rabbeinu Tam learns in the Gemara that a woman, no matter married or single, and her own meiser, with her own money, does not add a chaimish. Ish amar rachmana v'lo isha. Now, says Taisvis, ay, it says in Teres Kainim Parshas Bahar, Im ga yigal ish mi maisrai. The rabbi says, so Isha, it says over there, Ish is including, Mimaisrai is including an Isha. Le'inyin pidiya dafka marbina se'isha. It's only that she has the ability to actually be paida, transfer the Kedusha's Maeser Sheini onto the money. V'loy le'inyin chaymish. But legabe the fifth, she doesn't have to give. So why would you think? It says by Maeser Sheini that you should learn to fear Hashem. And we learn in the Sifri that what happens when a person brings up his fruits, Maaser Sheni, to Yushalayim, he learns Yira, he learns Talmud, he learns, he gets Yiras Hashem. So I might think, Vahava, Mina Isha Kevin, the Labas Limanu, less Abedine Maaser. I might have thought a lady who doesn't have the mitzvah of Limanat Torah, so she's not in the whole parsha of Maaser Sheni. The whole parsha of bringing up fruits to Yerushalayim and being paid to bring up to Yerushalayim, the whole thing doesn't apply to a woman because the mantilma doesn't apply. Therefore, we have to be marba that no, she could be redeemed by Maaser Sheni. But on that, our Gemara in Kedushin says, but she's not Maaser Fachaymish. Why? We don't know yet. So this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rambam is the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Perek Hey Halacha Beis VeIsha Shepadas Maaser Sheni Shala LaAtzma Eino Maisifa Chaimish MiPi Hashmua Lamdu Ish MiMaisrei Ish VeLo Isha. He's Geiris like, as you look at the Mefarshim on the page, he's Geiris like Rabbeinu Tam in the Gemara. So Zokt the Meshech Chachma Rambam Rabbeinu Tam Mefarshim MiKedushim Disha Shepayi DeMaaser Sheni Shala Eino Maisefas Chaimish. Batama Moskol. Rameir Simcha gives us a logical reason. Listen to the guidance of Rameir Simcha. It's such a pashtus, but we couldn't have said it. Only Rameir Simcha could say it. The isha eina ruuya lalois lemokar masha yivchar by Hashem, Hashem boy bechol zman. We've already included a lady in Maaser Sheni. We have already included that even though perhaps she's not in the Laman Tilmad, no, she could go up, she could bring her fruits, she'll get the Avira of Yerushalayim. But a lady's schedule does not allow her to go at the drop of a hat. She's Eino Ru'uya Lalois L'moka Masher Yivcha Boi Hashem B'chol Zman. Kihi Hara. She might be expecting. Or she has small children. She can't just pick up and run to Yerushalayim when she wants. So a lady doesn't have the same flexibility to go to Yerushalayim. Now, there's two options when it comes to Maaser Sheni. The best option we know is to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim. What's the second option? The second option is the chiyir b'mimocha haderech, as we lay in Parshas Aser to Aser, Parshas Re'ei. When you have too much fruits or it's too long of a trip, they're going to get spoiled. So what do? We have a concept of being paida. You take money and you transfer, that's what we've been talking about, transfer the kedusha onto the money. Money doesn't spoil. You lug the money up to Yerushalayim, you buy fruits there, and you eat them at Kedushas Maaser. Or if you're not you're not able to make the trip right away, and the fruits are going to spoil, you're far away, it's too far away, so you transfer it to Mois, Tanta money. But let's think for a second. A lady who already has minimized options of going to Yerushalayim. So we say, okay, no problem. You could be paid it. But every time she's paid it, she has to be Maisa v'chaymish. So now she has Epsiye Tahara not to be paid to the Maisa Shaini. You know what? Let it rot. Well, let it rot. If I just put it onto money and I'm able to keep it in a pushka, okay. But if it's going to cost me a penalty each time, it's going to be too hard for me. So it shouldn't be too hard for her to redeem the money and put it, lotzer hakesef, put it away until she has the ability to go up. The Torah said, you're potter. We don't want to make it hard for you. This is not beyond your control. A man, the Torah doesn't have such rachmanis. Go do it. Go take care of it. But a lady, her circumstances by definition, We all know the famous Avudram. Why is the lady Potter from Mitzvah say she has man grama? Time-related mitzvahs. She can't be tied in to time-related things. She has to take care of her children. She has to take care of her house. She has things to take care of that limit her from being restricted to go to davening 3 times a day at the right time. Or to do mitzvahs that are time-related. Why? She can't do them. Because she has something else that her avodah that restricts her. So where is she's potter? The same thing Rameir Simcha is saying, Legabi the Moisef Chaimish. To make it that it shouldn't be too hard. And he says, what is her other option? Her option is let the fruits rot. That's what the Rebbeinu Shel wants. That's not what he wants. He wants her to make it to Shalim one day. Aliyah L'Regel should figure out a time to go. But make it easier for her to do. So the Torah says she's potter. Masha'en kein b'chol ha'gu'ulis. Masha'en kein. When it comes to all other ge'ulis. For example, when we talk about redeeming land, earlier in the parsha, over there there's also penalties. A chaimish for when people own the object that they are being paida. Or hektish, for example. There an isha is not potter from the chaimish. What's the difference? Is she in or is she out? The answer is this one, she's out. Because this one, she's restricted to fulfill it fully of going up to Yerushalayim. Therefore, we say we're not going to knas her. Her land, her hektish, all that stuff. There's nothing, there's no reason why not to. There's no Yetzirah for her. And there's no reason for her to be discouraged of doing what's proper because of the penalty. Everybody has a penalty when you're an owner. But over here, it's pasha, not her fault. And therefore, the Torah says she's taka potter. Then he ends off, look at what the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Tmurais Bazeh. So, we have to listen to Rabbi Simcha and see what state the Rambam. Where did the Rambam? Rambam, kedai to look up inside. Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tmura, Halacha Yud Gimel. A few lines into the Rambam, Zok the Rambam. Even though all chukei ha-Torah, all of the laws of the Torah are gzeiras, kimoy shebiyarnu b'seif mi'ila, like we already explained in the end of Hilchas Mi'ila. But still, even though the reason we do a mitzvah is because kach tziva Hashem, Rachmono Amar, the Torah said to do it, we don't have to understand it. Still, roi lis bainin b'ham. Person should be mispainin in them. Contemplate mitzvahs. And if you're able to give it a reason, give it a reason. The Shlomo HaMelech understood Rav of the Taimim of Kol Chukei HaTorah. So there is an inyan to go into Taimei HaTorah. At the end of the day, even if you don't understand the reason, or the reason doesn't apply, you still have to keep the mitzvah. But a tam is a taste. It gives a shmak. It's a reason, it's a taste. It gives you a geshmak into it. You can relate to it. That's what we have. A Sefer HaChinuch, we have the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim. And a lot of times, the tam of the mitzvah had to do with what they were dealing with that time. Because that's what gave a geshmak to the mitzvah. That's what people were able to relate to. The Rambam in Avuch is busy, everything, Avodah Zarah, whether it was Avodah Zarah in his days or not, but it was obviously something they could relate to. The Sefer HaChinuch, every other mitzvah is talking about, Hashem wanted us to be Toivim. They were all giving Taimim, the fee they sought, to give a geshmak in the mitzvah. But Avad, if the Taimim and mitzvah don't apply, you still keep the mitzvah. And that Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, the Rambam says, Taka, talks about that when a person gives the wrong reason for a mitzvah, he's being moyel and hektish. Mar Dikar Rambam over there, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer over there, and Evan Ozel. If you have time, kedai to look it up. Dvar Mivloy, Magletsky our Rambam, Yirali. So Dr. Rambam, Shazesh Shamar Akasuv Ayahu Tmurasa Kaidish. He's talking about the Hilchas of Tmura. What's the halacha of Tmura? The halacha of Tmura is the person has a hektish animal, a kaddish animal, and he wants to transfer its kedusha onto another animal. So you could transfer onto money that's called being paida. Tmura is an exchange. The pasuk says you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, both of them are hektish. Says the Rambam, why? Kinyan she amar v'mamakdish yigal is beisai v'yosef chamishis kesever kecholav. You want to know why by tmura both of them are hektish? It's similar to another halacha that when a person is makdish his house and then he wants to redeem it from hektish, he has to add a fifth. This is one of those halachas we said, and isha is chayavit. Yard the Torah l'seif machshefes ha'adam. The Torah went down into the depth of a person's thoughts, uksas yitzrei hara, and a little bit into his yetzahara. Sheteva shel adam noita laharbas kinyonai v'loches amamoinai. The nature of a person is to increase his property and to be concerned about his money. V'afal bishenadar v'hiktish, he took made a nether, he was makdish his house. So he had his Iverus, but then he had a Bissel Charata in my house. You know how much that's worth? Shechazer by Venichaim. So he retracted. He has Charata. I'm going to go be paidit. Veyifta be pachas mishavya. He might even try to be paidit less than its value. Amra tayrein padalats veyosef chaimish. No, you have to add a fifth. It sounds like Vilna Rambam is almost saying that the person might do a little bit less, and the fifth is going to make up for that, so he's going to end up that he has to pay full price. So it's not even a penalty, they'll pay more, he'll make sure he pays full price. That's what it sounds like the Lashon HaRambam is. I don't know exactly how that math works. V'chein. So that's why you moisef v'chaymish. V'chein im hikdish behema kedushas haguf. Shemi yachzer boy. Person was makdish a behema for a karbon. Then he says, this behema, I don't want to give away as a karbon. He might be chayzer. Now you cannot redeem onto money a behema that doesn't have a mum. So he says, I have eitzah. Yachlifenu b'mchusa mimena. I have another little kleinshig shepsula, and I'll just transfer the kedusha. The Beis Hamikdash will still get a karbon. It'll be a little bit smaller. Now, you might say, okay, but what about if he wants to transfer to a better animal? No. If we allow him to transfer to a better animal, yachlif hayofa bara. V'yoymar toiv will say, no, but lemais is better. It's smaller. He'll red zechayin, the eitzahar has all the eitzahs in the world. L'fichach sasa makasa b'fonav, the Torah shut the door. Shelo yachlif. Because even if we allow him to go to a better one, the Yitzhar will say, yeah, in his mind, he'll rationalize it's better. Can't do it. V'kansai im echlif. And even if you do it, you have a knas. Now they're both hektish. V'amar v'hayuhu t'marasi ha-kaydish. These reasons here are to fight the person's Yitzhar. V'chal elu hadvarim. K'dei lachuf yitzray. All of these things are to be kaifif the yetzar of a person, to help him overcome ulisakein deyosav. Torah and mitzvahs are here for a person to be able to control his yetzahara, for a person to be able to be misakein his deyos. V'roiv dinei Torah. You look at the Marie Korkas, exactly what this means. But roiv dinei Torah, einam elo etzais, Meirachayik mi gadoil ha'etza, roiv dinei taira, our etza is meirachayik. These are distant etzas. Mi gadoil ha'etza, the gadoil ha'etza, the one who is the gadoil who gave etzas, the taira, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, from far, gave us etzas how to live our lives. L'sakein hadeis, how a person is able to come to think correctly. Uliyasher kalamasim, and to straighten out his actions. That's what Roiv Dinei Torah are here for us, to make us better people. And therefore, the Rambam finds in these two halachas, the halacha of Tmura and the halacha over there of Beisiv Chaimish, a reason why, in order to overcome a person's Yetzahara, the Torah tells him what to do to be able not to listen to the Yetzahara and do what's right. And Rabbi Simcha is telling us, look what the Rambam says over there, because I'm doing the same thing. The Rambam found it in Tmura. The Rambam found it in Moisif by Makdish Beisai. And I'm finding Pumpa Kert. in the case of Maaser Sheni with the Isha, why she's pater from the Chaimish, is to help her fight her Yetzahara, that she shouldn't have it too hard, and think of Eitzes to get out of the whole business of going to Yerushalayim. We say, we know, it's hard for you, because you don't have that flexibility of just dropping everything and going up to Yerushalayim. V'chein hu oimer, it's interesting pasuk, the Rambam brings here, and I'm leaving this as food for thought for the Olam, because even if you look in the Shabbat Zifrenko Rambam, in the Mafteich, in the back, he brings from one Sefer Har HaMoiria, that he says why the Rambam brings this pasuk, two pasuk in the Mishlei, Perich of Beis, pasuk, Chaf Aleph, I'm sorry, Chaf and Chaf Aleph. Halei kasafti lecha shalishim. I wrote for you shalishim, the Torah, Nevi'im Iksuvim, says Rashi, b'moy etzois vadas, with my etzois, with etzois and das. So that part sounds like that's the part the Rambam wants to bring. That the Torah is written as etzois and das. As he said, it's from God the Ha'etzah, L'sakin Adas, U'liyasha Kol HaMasim. He brings the next pasuk as well. L'ha'idiyacha Koisht Imre Emes. So that you should be able to see Koisht Imre Emes. Koish is also a lashon of Emes in Aramaic. Right? Kushta is a lashon of Emes. Kusht Koisht Imre Emes. L'hashiv Amorim Emes L'sholchecha. To those who ask you, you should be able to answer emes. You have to look at the Mefarshim over there, how they learn pshat. I don't know why the Rambam brings the second half of the pasuk. What's the first half? I understand the kavlo shishim ha'etz v'das. The second, it's really a second pasuk. Why he brings the second pasuk to show its emes? What exactly is the nekuda? Like I said, the Har Meiria has a pshat that certain things in the world are askama. Certain things in the world are not necessarily true because they are emes. They're true because people decide that this is the right thing. If the next society decides it's not the proper manners or not the proper thing, so it changes. So he says the Rambam wants to show us, and it's really part of the long shtickle of his in this Rambam to explain that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Eitzos are not Eitzos that are totally in askamas hadas. They're Eitzos that are integrally emes. They're emes unto themselves. They come from the Torah. How do we know? Because Yistaka Baraisa Bara Alma. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world from the Torah. So anything in the Torah has to be emes in the world. And therefore, that's what the Rambam is telling us. These things that mayetzes v'das, don't think they're stam etzes. They're the emes of Torah. But that's how he wants to say pshat. But it's still not the flow over here without the whole shtickle Torah of what the Har Meiria wants to say. Just reading the Rambam, why he brought the second half of the pasuk or the second pasuk, I'm not sure. But Lamaisa Dvarim Neiroim here from Rav Meir Simcha, and here, of course, not in that order, Avada the Rambam comes before Rav Meir Simcha, but he sent us to the Rambam where Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimre, maybe Gula Loilam, even though Amar Amakim, you're not Mechuyim necessarily to say Oimer B'Shem Oimre, but we're following Rav Meir Simcha's instructions. V'yuuyer mashakasa Rabbeinu. Look at the Rambam says. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.